tonight we want to have an urban community meeting. Gaur Yoga Urban Community Meeting. To discuss futures, dreams, hopes, aspirations, lifestyles. Now, let us look at our situation here practically. There are men, there are women, and there is your life now, and there is your life in the future. So, every once in a while we need to refocus on what is the culture here, so that everyone can understand what's expected of them and what they can expect in turn. The Gaur Yoga Urban Community is about personal transformation. It provides a medium in which people can deal with themselves for the sake of making spiritual advancement. First, they can clear away all the gook that's burdening them due to so many unhealthy activities done before taking up Krishna consciousness. That may take a while for some persons. For some it may be quick. For some it could take a few years. The effects of drug use, the effects of casual liaisons, the effects of non-existent family or abusive family members. These phenomena may take a while to push aside. Certainly, if you continue determinedly in chanting Hare Krishna and rendering selfless devotional service, the effects of these horrors will lessen and go away. You see, we have so many individuals who are bringing past baggage from past experiences. And every once in a while we get someone who has not so much experience at all of the horrible brew of Kali Yuga in terms of the gross sinful activities. So they bring that experience with them. Now, obviously to be a constructive member of this thriving community, you have to be willing to deal with yourself. You have to be willing to work on yourself. This is not a good atmosphere for those who want to just keep things the way they are and stay the way they are. Because everyone is pushing forward to some degree. And we're always shaking the rug to keep everyone moving forward. We don't want you just being flat-footed or treading water. You want to see movement forward. So this is a training and purification atmosphere for many. And for some, it's a lifetime career in outreach work, giving Krishna to others. Some will be so fascinated and get such a taste from giving Krishna to others that it'll fill your whole life. You'll want nothing else but that most exquisite taste of distributing Krishna consciousness. Some will do it for a short time before they set up their own shop, so to speak. In any case, we want to give everyone the chance to have the best years of their life here. For those of you who will, as you get older, seek to make your own home, as many of you will, we hope that you will look back on these years and say, those were good years. In fact, they were the best years of my life. I wanted my own nest. I wanted my own. My own house. So now I'm working hard to pay for it, to have my own seat. Taking on so many anxieties and stresses and strains, relationships, children, bill paying, and mortgage paying, car payment paying. But when I think of those Gore Yoga days, those Gore Yoga days, oh yes, that was the life. We were doing it. Certainly, as we know, most of the ladies, almost all the ladies, will opt for married life. There's a mystical paradox involved with that. Srila Prabhupada coined the mystical paradox. Every woman should marry, and every man should remain brahmacharya. Now, how is that going to happen? Something's got to give somewhere. So somewhere in the middle of that paradox, things are going on. So, it's very wonderful that the ladies have a chance to fully absorb themselves in devotional service with good training, good culture. That way there's every chance that when they marry, they'll be able to carry that attachment to devotional service and giving Krishna to others, to be able to carry that through their household life. Not all will do that. That's the way it is. You know, the home scene is very overpowering. Kids and nappies and emotions and bills and renegotiating relationships, arbitrating relationships, and gets to be quite something. But we have seen that some, indeed, will carry on with the outreach spirit. It's very nice. And the others, at least they're supportive. So we want that the ladies take advantage of these Gaur Yoga years. And hopefully some of them will be strong enough to continue in that way in any phase of life. Yes, we have some householders who are doing like that. Their household is service-centered. Other persons, when they become householders, they like to just kind of have a bit of a semi-private world, you know. We'll build a world of our own. There'll always be some like that. And certainly, there'll always be a few together, I want to relish the nectar of Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan directly. As you've always explained, ladies are marrying later these days. You've always explained about how the statistic for women to have their first child in New Zealand, maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago, used to be 26. Now it's 32, because ladies are more career conscious. They want to do something. I've heard that from quite a few of the ladies here. I want to do something first. I want to achieve something. Yeah, all that stuff will come in the future, but right now I've got to do something. So, yes, here you can do something. Most important thing you can do. Because as I explained before, in this day and age, if ladies marry too quick, too early, and they don't get that achieving spirit expressed, then there can be a lot of problems in marriage. Because they're just not about to knuckle under to the domestic routine, you know. they haven't worked all that, you know, that energy to do something, if they haven't expressed it, then they may feel frustrated. I know my mother, she always told me, of course, never got to use the advice, but she always told me, don't do like I did. I got married at 21 to my high school sweetheart, you know, the only boy I knew, you know. I was uncompromised, you know, until I married. So don't do like that. Meet others, you know. Have a wide range of experiences. Of course, in no way was she referring to any kind of illicit liaisons, but somehow they had a lot of, you know, a lot of experience. And then, you know, you mean later in life than you so. Now, don't do like I'm 21. I had you when I was 22. So, because that is the situation these days, we allow both sexes to pursue active dynamic engagement and let the other things kind of sort themselves out on the back burner. We've always explained that this is not a marriage bureau. This is not a matchmaking bureau. This is the bureau for spreading love of God, Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement. But because for most people they require, you know, the male-female interaction, therefore, arrangements are made for that. But these arrangements should not occupy the center stage, so to speak. They should not occupy the spotlight. Krishna's service and distributing Krishna to others should always be in the spotlight. We want Krishna in the center. So ladies, they are prime movers in the Gaur Yoga scene for some years. A handful will do it all their life. You get such a taste. We hope that the rest will be, in some way, always participating, always supporting the activities. Just like one of the early Wellingtonians, a person who was part of the early Gaur Yoga scene here, and it was known as the Lof Guru Bani. She's married, she's expecting, but she's always still managing the Auckland Center, the Auckland Loft, and taking care of the devotees, and managing the situation. So that's the situation with the ladies. And of course, when it comes to the marriage issue, we have our culture we're trying to establish, which for those who follow it has worked very well. That the ladies, if they're under 30, they're engaged for more or less 2 years. More or less. Nothing extreme. Just so they get to know the other person and they each can see the other's bad side. ladies over 30, all right. You know, generally, they're more experienced and not so dreamy. So this system has worked well, and every once in a while, there's going to be someone who wants to thumb their nose at the system. Yeah, so then they'll find out. Marry in haste. Repent at leisure. So, I've been very happy with the way the interactions have been going on, except for a few exceptions, a very tidy way, very antiseptic, mode of goodness way. That's been very nice. And we see that those who have adhered to the system, they all say it was very beneficial. First of all, it keeps Krishna's service in the center, rather than the whole Gaur Yoga Center being plunged into, you know, matchmaking and dating and this and that. You want to keep Krishna's service on the front burner. Sometimes I've heard it said that,
well, 2 years is a long time to wait.
Yes, sometimes that is said. Why is a long time to wait? Who can explain? It's quiet. Will someone please explain to me? The dating is not a marriage situation. Marriage situation is a marriage situation. Before that is something else. It doesn't take too much intelligence to work it all out, does it? Or just perhaps when you first start, it's overwhelming. What's the difficulty? So many have done like that, it's no problem. It actually keeps Krishna's service in the center. You get to know each other while getting a lot of service done. It keeps persons from going into extremes, you know. Okay, so, I guess we're supposed to marry. Okay, let's get it on. Keeps all that stuff out, you know. There'll always be a few who, you know, kind of go for it, you know. So, we have seen that most have no problem at all. The vast majority have no problem at all. In Auckland, in Melbourne, no problem. Sort the other things out on the back burner. By keeping on the front burner powerful devotional service. Because Krishna will take care of you if you take care of Krishna. But it's not that, okay, immediately, you know, now that we're associating, as the devotees say, we're associating. Everyone's learned that lingo, huh? We're associating. It's not that immediately, you know, you just have to jump, you know, head first into it all. Okay, where's the house? Where's the job? Where's your money? Not necessary to do like that. We've seen that for those householders who want to live simply and keep Krishna's service in the center, somehow or other, Krishna takes care of them. They're not starving. You know, they have clothes, they have a place to live, you know, they have a car. They have to live simply, but they have time to be Krishna conscious. So what's the big deal? Yes, I know. There's that tendency that, okay, now the time is coming. All right, quickly, gotta get everything together in the material world. You'll find out that rarely is everything together in the material world. best to have a bit of a detached attitude to all that. It's not that. Okay. Now we're associating. All right. Let's figure out the house, figure out the car, figure out what school the kids are going to go to. And all that. You've been associated for 2 days. Let's get serious. What? You're not thinking of these things? I thought our chart said we were compatible. Well, I'll be thinking about these things. There's one famous immortal statement. If you want to marry me, you've got to make $100,000 a year. Yes, there'll be different types of persons at different levels. But we prefer that. You keep devotional service as your foremost concentration. And work the other things out on the back burner. You'll see it works. It works for so many others. There is that tendency at first when you get into it that, you know, the head starts to spin. The world, you know, totters, you know. But you'll find it'll calm down after a while as the realities manifest themselves. But at first, you know, the first few months, you know, the head is spinning. There's visions of sugar plums dance in your head. Well, that'll calm down after a while. That's why we have the 2 years. You'll see, it'll calm down. Just at first, you know, it's like a novelty and a freshness, especially if you had a break from all that for quite some years. But after a while, it'll calm down. It'll become kind of routine also. That's when you need your Krishna consciousness. When the novelty wears off and it all becomes a routine again. And remember the scientific calculations, the statistical average for the duration of those head-spinning feelings. How long? That's about 17 months. What stage are you at? Are you at the 17-month stage?
I'm not sure.
But isn't it so? At first the head spins, and but after a while you start calming down and realize life is still the same and you got to cope with it, right? So that's why we have the period of waiting. You know? So you do things in a sober, with a sober mind. All we can do is our best to give you the best preparation. We can't live your life for you. Rather than, you know, the Raja Guru Motor Passion style. Okay, we're off to the races. It's true, this stuff gets a bit complicated, you know. And most complications actually aren't necessary. It's just a phase, you know. It's a lot of it's hormones. A lot of it's just mental dreaming. Meanwhile, people have to become Krishna conscious. We have to become Krishna conscious. Other people have to become Krishna conscious. So that is the ladies' situation. We're very happy here that ladies here have an opportunity to do such dynamic service with such nice guidance. Very happy about that. And certainly it's such a valuable experience, those ladies who spend time in the ashram. 5, 6, 7 years. No big deal. And then we've seen in their late 20s, early 30s, they can actually make a sober decision, make a well-thought-out decision. They know how to rely on their senior lady devotees for advice. They don't try to reinvent the wheel. They've seen others and what's happened to them, and so you know, they have some kind of a grip on the situation. But the main thing is they get to do so much service. Get to make nice music, like we just heard. Develop their skills. You know, believe it or not, men aren't everything. If you don't mind me saying so. Could that be possible? Now for the men, their situation is such that first we have to make them men. That's the purpose of the contemporary Vedic ashram. To make men out of something that's very weak, very spineless, very irresponsible, very spaced out. So, in the contemporary Vedic ashram, the men get to become men and develop character, intelligence, responsibility. And they're in the contemporary Vedic ashram for various amounts of time. Maybe at least a year generally, so. And a few years. The whole point is that they figure out what lifestyle they want to pursue, where they're at, what they're actually going to do in Krishna consciousness, and what they won't do. So the men's side has worked very well also, due to nice on-site guidance. See, I'm very much I travel all over the world. I see temples and devotee situations on every kind. I've seen that you cannot minimize the value of on-site guidance. So we have a very nice on-site system of guidance here. And I see everyone's profiting very nicely from that. So the men are doing well. I can see they're coping with themselves and sorting themselves out under nice direction. And then the men can decide. A few of them will decide to go the brahmachari route. The brihadvrata, the great vow. And to be a brahmachari doesn't mean you can never marry. But we like that, maybe at least for, let's say, you try to make a 5-year commitment. Yeah, 3-5 years at least. And that brahmachari life does wonders for the men. Their only occupation is to control their senses. Learn how to do that. Study the books, distribute the books, cultivate others. It's the only occupation. Such an extraordinary opportunity. If you could see all the brahmacharis together, they're all wearing the same color saffron cloth now. They go to kirtans and three of them are playing madungas. It's the real spirit. Real men. Right next to their ashram, they have their book storage place with 10,000 Srimad Bhagavatams. So, Brahmacharya ashram is the best ashram. It's better than the sannyasa ashram. sannyasa ashram, you have to handle a lot of honor and dishonor. Sannyasis are a target for both fame and infamy. In that some people are very reverential and others are very disrespectful. Who these guys think they are? Getting all the respect. Getting wet garlands covered in hands. I see. Maharaj. if they were for real, they'd be in the real world with us. Instead, they just couldn't get it together. So, yeah, some people think like that. So, sannyasis, you have to deal with a lot of fame and infamy. There's brahmachari life, you're not a target. Humble service. Sweet, humble service. Sannyas, a lot of pressure on you. You've always got to deliver the goods. People have high expectations. Brahmachari, everyone, you're free. Do humble service. Of course, for the sake of leading the preaching, Prabhupada saw that sannyasis were needed. The, shall we say, the professional preachers who took a vow that they wouldn't do anything else except that. So we have the Brahmachari Ashram. We hope to see it expand. Yes, we do like to see men choose that route, but they have to do it in full consciousness. I was explaining to one devotee yesterday. The men, if they're thinking of being Brahmachari, they got to know what they're getting into. And be fully aware of the lifestyle and its benefits and embrace those benefits. So the men are doing quite well. They are distributing books. They're doing prasad distribution at various campuses. The chaplain, as I explained, of three campuses in Auckland, he's urged the brahmacharis to work with the chaplain. You know, they'll arrange to get around all the university bureaucracy. Because the chaplains, they realize that they're kind of irrelevant these days on campus. So they figured, well, if we hang out with the Hare Krishnas, we'll look cool. That's what's going on. we can justify our funding. we can tell our superiors, look, you know, we're working with these young Hare Krishnas. We're relevant. We're making progress, you know. Don't worry. We're just using them to bring people to us. They know it's not so, but they can justify their positions in that way. Yes, you know, we're with the young people, you know. So they say, we'll make arrangements for you so you can go on with your activities on campus. Just come to our monthly chaplains' meetings, you know. So we said, sure. So now next week when I go back to Auckland, Wednesday and Thursday, they have organized some spirituality day at some campus. Which one is it? Massey on the North Shore. Spirituality day. We're going to be doing Harinam and prasad distribution. I'll give a talk there. It's all advertised. No chaplains all behind it. So, yes, it's very nice. And then, around the ashram, there's about how much land? about the size of this room. I think it's maybe a little more. Around the house is land a little more than the size of this room. It's all growing in veggies. Because the land, the soil in Otahuhu, I've been told that area before they built houses used to be market gardening, so the soil's very good. So yeah, they have all these veggies growing, so they can offer Krishna food right from the garden and honor the prasad. The neighbors are all wondering, how do you guys do it? Very productive with intelligence. Place is spotlessly clean, which for a man, that's quite unusual. And no ladies around. The ladies are like at least a half hour drive away. And then some men will choose to go from the contemporary Vedic ashram, or stay in the contemporary Vedic ashram and work. Or go to school while practicing Krishna. That's fine also. We want those who choose the Brahmacharya ashram to really adopt that lifestyle, not just to do it because, well, that's what you're supposed to do, you know. You're a man, you've been chanting Hare Krishna for a few months, you're supposed to put on saffron. Don't do it like that. So, we're very fortunate to have very good examples of men devotees who are working or going to school and practicing Krishna consciousness. It's very nice. So we want it all. We want to give everyone a chance. And then, of course, we have the married men who are setting a good example. Pushing on in that way. So, in this way we can present a well-rounded picture of the Krishna conscious lifestyle situation. The main thing that we want to avoid is the dream. This world is not a nice place. Having a material body, having a material mind is not really a nice thing. So no matter what ashram you're in, no matter what your situation is, you're going to have to get used to that fact. The body is troublesome, the mind is troublesome, this world is troublesome. Where's the dream? Generally when man and woman start interacting, the dreams just go through the roof. Okay, now it's all going to be nice. I don't want to talk too much about that because according to Rasiatris, he says that she found that the younger lady always get discouraged if you puncture the dream. So when the older, experienced, older meaning in their early 30s, the older householder ladies try to explain what the realities are. They tell me that often the younger ones say, oh, but that was just your situation. Mine will be different. That's just you. I'll have my own style. And so the dream goes on this way. But according to devotee marriage experts, veteran grihasthas, they say the number one problem with Krishna conscious marriages is false expectation, high expectation. That's the number one problem. Once those are removed, then actually there can be some attempted peace. Otherwise, each one has a huge expectation, which is unfounded, what the other person is going to bring to the table. So it'll be. So I asked, rather than me speak about the dream. I asked some of the experienced householders to do that, but they were feeling a bit hesitant, like, oh, well, we've tried to do that before, but we don't know if, you know, these young ladies want to listen. They just, you know, they're attached to the dream. But the smart ones will listen. So, I don't want to go too deeply into the dream. I'll save that for others. That's the nature of material existence, to dream, to hallucinate. The ladies have their dreams, the men have their dreams. We like to have everything firmly grounded in reality. Whatever your choice of lifestyle is going to be, contemporary Vedic ashram, brahmacharya life, we don't like dreams about the brahmacharya ashram either. We want men to take to that ashram with a full consciousness of what it's going to be like. It's really simple. And some complicated minds can't handle that, you know. Oh my God, where's the TV? Where's the, you know, where's the, you know, internet constantly on? Where's the... It's just reading, chanting, distributing books, cooking, offering to Krishna. That's all there is. Cultivating young men. That's all there is. That's all. That's all. Where are the complications, the delightful complications? I've got a nice 18-year-old girl to cultivate all my own. For Krishna. So, what is recognized in Srimad Bhagavatam as a strength, a simplicity, some can't take to it. It's just, you know, it's too mind-threatening, too mind-boggling. That's all right. Yeah. Choose another lifestyle. So we want to allow for all types to be Krishna conscious. We want to make it easy for all types. The men should respect those who are choosing the brahmacharya route. Humbly respect. Oh, well, I couldn't do that, but I'm really respectful of you making that choice. That's the pleasing way to do that. Every aspect of the Krishna conscious society thinks it's not as good as the other aspect. Just like I can look at my god brothers who are, some of them, they are very successful, expert at their household life. How do you do that? I could never do that. How do you handle all that? I took the easy way out. I couldn't cope. So everyone, and then they're looking at me and like, how do you do that? How do you handle it? Is it constant traveling? You know, no, just homeless, just how do you do that? So everyone's appreciating everyone. That's the real Krishna conscious society. All the different parts appreciate one another. And ladies should appreciate those ladies who are in the ashram. Oh, I can do this. How do you do that? If I don't have a whole flat to myself, I can't remain sane. How do you all live together? When the temple president from Melbourne and his wife, Aniruddha and Chindarupa, they were visiting here, when they got back to Australia, they told me, they have nothing, but they're so happy. Of course, it's not that you have nothing. But, you know, when looked at it in a conventional way, you know, you have nothing, but you're so happy. For those who did the course, the ISKCON Management and Leadership course in Auckland, the lady devotee who was doing the course, Taraka Mataji, she told me afterwards, because she's been a devotee since she was 18, since like 86 or something like that, 21 years or so.
I have never, ever, ever seen such happy ladies in Krishna consciousness. I have never, ever, ever seen. My faith has increased so much.
So, when we hear those kind of things, that makes us happy that there's some perceived value to all the efforts. And of course, the fact that so many men are coming forward, one way or another, that is very wonderful. That's needed. Generally, of course, you have to modify those general rules in terms of New Zealand. But generally, in terms of marriages, a lot depends on the strength of the husband. Generally, if the husband is strong, and if the wife wants to be strong, then things are possible. If the husband is weak, then generally the wife, says, what the heck, yeah, glad to be weak too. Whereas in New Zealand, I notice a bit of difference. But generally in other parts of the world, other than New Zealand and Sweden and Scandinavia, other parts of Scandinavia, it's like, things go the way the man goes. The man's weak, the woman's weak, Sure, yeah, we don't have time to chant. Right? Yeah, I agree, we don't have time to chant. Whereas in New Zealand, I've seen it. What do you mean you don't have time to chant? I didn't marry you to get this kind of nonsense. Generally, though, it is true. That ladies, if the man's weak, ladies are coming. But I do agree, there's a bit of a difference here. It's part of the world. So we want to continue increasing our outreach, the effectiveness of our outreach. I'm very happy the way the cooking culture has continued to improve. Very happy how everyone's really taken seriously the kitchen religion, as Prabhupada said, Krishna consciousness is the kitchen religion. Yes, Shaden, you're tasting the results of that. You went from nachos and corn chips, nachos and sour cream to prasad heaven, right? So I'm very happy. That encourages me to keep continuing inundating you with cookbooks. Or maybe you have enough. Huh? No? She shows enough. No? You actually look at them all? Yeah?
Maybe cut the time to grow.
Why?
Keep the expression.
What do you
say? Like after maybe a year or so, we just all end up cooking the same.
What do you mean?
Like we use all the recipes.
All the recipes and all those cookbooks? Krishna Lotus is nowhere. What do you say, Vishnu Maya?
We use the ones that we can, not all of them we can adapt. You can't adapt all of them so easily. When there's some new design comes in.
When what?
New cookbooks, but new designs and stuff.
New what?
Designs, artistic designs.
Oh, I see. What do you say, Mr. Mai?
I said it's plenty for them already.
Who's in charge of the kitchen now?
Shankuri.
You're cooking also? Or are you just... Really? I've never experienced. Really? She cooks? I never.
Huh? Very good cook.
Yeah. Never told me. And I think over at the men's part of the world, you have some. You have a few cookbooks there, yeah. So I'm very happy about that. We got by some attention and cultivation, the music culture developed. Now the cooking culture is developing. Presentations are getting better and better. Which reminds me, Gaurati, you have your presentation for tomorrow? Just now coming? Ah? Okay. So we'll see that before. Very nice. When the people are happily taking prasad, chanting and dancing and talking with devotees, reading the books, and Lord Chaitanya is pleased. Krishna consciousness is not hackneyed and dry and mechanical, it's alive and dynamic. So you always want to keep pushing ahead. Never letting anything get stale. Krishna's service is dynamic. How can we improve it? We're always thinking like that. We want to see the Gaur good food expand more and more. And of course, we're now working. It's no secret anymore. We're working on the Gaur country retreat ashram. The first purpose of it will be to give a hideaway for our hardworking staff members in the city. And it's also, Supratik is going to visualize it as an echo sanctuary. And it will be a place for cultivation, where you can take people to for getaway. Get out in the gardens and work. So yes, tentatively we're hoping to get that all together by the time summer comes. So that's what's happening. For those of you, and we hope that so many of you are concerned, we do have an enormous presence of the Supreme Personality of God in this country as 50,000 Shiva Bhagavatams. So we'd like you all to take that seriously as the literary incarnation of the Supreme Lord and do your part to distribute presence of the Lord in that way. Make that extra sacrifice so that Krishna will be pleased upon us. You see, the book distribution is yajna. It's the yajna for this age. When you do the yajna, when you do this sacrifice, everything else works. Yajnai sankirtana praya yajantihi sunedasa, Bhagavatam says. Those who are intelligent, those with sufficient brain substance, sumedasa, they'll do that sankirtan yajna, that sacrifice of distributing Krishna's glories. And when that yajna or sacrifice is there, then everything else works. That's why we like when everyone participates in the yajna. It's also a wonderful feeling, isn't it, when everyone pitches in? Yeah? The old Gaur Yoga communal spirit. Everyone out of the trenches, moving forward. So many times we've seen devotees who thought, I can never like doing this. And they just become totally caught up in it. Like, wow, what a taste! I've heard it so many times. Whatever you do, don't ask me to go out there with books on the street. Whatever. Don't ask me to do that. And then somehow they try it. Wow, I don't know what it is. What a taste. Wow. So we want to keep that mercy of Lord Chaitanya flowing, the communal spirit of distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. Everyone can do their part, big or small. Past marathons we see Vishnu Maya making headlines going out. Sri Yashoda. Very lively and encouraging. Already, Rory wants to check it out. Wants to say, what is this? That's very nice. There's a special taste distributing Krishna to others. The more you give Krishna, the more you get Krishna for yourself. So please, let us be mindful of this enormous presence of the Supreme Lord that's arrived here in the shape of Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, volume 1. Such a beautiful book. You just feel like you just can't wait to get your hands on that. Okay. So we just wanted to discuss those things. Just so everyone remembers what our corporate culture is. Our corporate culture is selfless service for the pleasure of Panchatattva. The more the Panchatattva dance, the more the flood of love of God increases. You are happy when you're not being selfish. As soon as you start being selfish, you become miserable. Have you noticed that? And so many of you are reaching the hearts, touching the hearts of so many other persons. That's so enlightening for me. It's making it harder and harder for me to travel. I've already cut my schedule way down this year. For the first time in ages, I'll be down under for July, August, and September. Never around here at that time. Already I'm getting messages from Siberia, Ukraine. Oh, we heard you're not coming this year. Oh. So I'm enlivened by the seeing how you all are reaching out to touch others' hearts. That makes me want to be around. Everyone's just going to be selfish. It's boring. But if everyone is going to be reaching out to help others and enliven others, then I'll do my part too. Otherwise, if you're just going to be boring, self-centeredness, then it's not so much need for me to be around all the time. But now I see more and more. Devotees are becoming very mature in their outreach. It's very inspiring. The brahmacharis are really starting to click. After a few years of intense purification, the brains are starting to turn over. That inspires me to think of newer things we could do. Which reminds me, for the yoga teachers, we have a stack of DVDs you can watch of stars from the USA and see how they package their classes or whatever. They have some practical value for you just to see how they package their classes and how they do talk their talk. Who are the yoga teachers now? Gaurati, Sri Yashoda, Shine, Gauri. And Kadirava. Okay. We hope there'll be a few more up and coming. Any up and coming men yoga teachers? You can teach them silence yoga. Mona Vrata. Vow of silence. Hey, we haven't had a male yoga teacher since Triyuga. I don't know. I see some possible brahmacharis there, so yeah. But the brahmacharis, they do yoga every day, they found, right, Bhagavad? I think it really improved your health, right? All right, any questions? Everyone's learning how to cook. Yes, the cooking culture is perpetuating itself. Who cooks better now, the men or the women? What do you say, Dan?
Well, we have pizzas on Friday, so I have to say men.
Really? For pizzas? What, yesterday you had pizza? Where? No one said anything to me. I can deviate once a week. Lots of cheese on it, huh? How was it? What do you say, Martin? How was it? Who made them?
Him.
Huh? Vivian? I didn't know you were a secret pizza maker. Musical instruments, everyone's learning. Kartals, Pradanga, harmonium. Any of the men are doing that? Yes, the men should learn how to play kartals, Pradanga, harmonium as much as possible. Not everyone has that propensity. Ladies, your harmonium, cartels, redundant. Venus, very happy to hear you doing kirtan. Very fulfilling for your heart, isn't it? Yes, you can associate with the Supreme Personality of Godhead through sound. just watching you last night, it's like you just had this look on your face. You didn't see me watching you, did you?
I did, but I closed my eyes.
I could just feel the heart saying, I never had it this good before. The heart was just crying out the holy name. Yes, sir. When in doubt, chant Hare Krishna. When not in doubt, chant Hare Krishna. So, Chris and Angelus, where's Angelus? Are you gonna? Do you have any concert prepared? Do you still sing together? Now and then. Well, you should prepare something.
With the mind?
Yeah, why not? Let's see what happens. Can't do anything now? You don't? You're out of practice? Another thing I'm very pleased about is the way devotees seriously do their reading time. Everyone, wherever you go throughout the world, they always tell me, you know, it's so wonderful the way they read. When the devotees go to the UK or India, other devotees, they always tell me that. The way they read Prabhupada's books, they have a focus. I'm very happy with the situation the ladies have in Vrindavan, working with Daivi Shakti Mataji. It's quite, actually, whether you know it or not, it's quite unusual for, it's not the usual thing, shall we say, for ladies to be able to go to Vrindavan and have some organized program of service. Generally, it's space and time. So, some other Krishna has provided such wonderful facilities. So, please be thinking of ways how we can improve the situation, how we can improve the situation here. Gaur Yoga and its extended areas. We always want to improve for Krishna's pleasure. Our foundation is through Prabhupada's books. I'm very happy to see how people are getting sets of books. Who was it who got one the other night?
Clinton.
The one who's moving to Geneva. Yes. Who, Rick, who got him to do that? Very good. Is that your first one?
Second.
Okay. You see, it can be done. If we don't try, we never know that these things can be done. So, Sam, how are the men's efforts at the cooking club? Any men coming yet?
Yes.
All right. They started the term with just five ladies. And our two brave men from the contemporary Vedic Ashram. I didn't know that. When I heard it, I was about to pull the plug on the whole scene. Hang on a minute. I didn't think it was going to happen like that. You know, but I didn't realize they were going to get ambushed. But now, how many ladies and how many men?
Six ladies and two or three.
Okay, all right. If it was just going to be all ladies, then we would have had to ask the ladies to take it over. We don't want to You know, don't want to risk the men in their prime. I also like the way so many devotees have taken responsibility, trying to push things on. I visited Massey on Thursday and saw the prasad distribution there. And my Guru Arti and Michelle, and I was very happy to see the nice upbeat way it was being done. Because Vic is not next week, is it? What day? But the other location at Massey is for Monday. Where is that other location?
It's closer up to your family.
Where is it?
It's the old museum building.
Oh. Old museum building. I know what the new museum is. Where is the old museum?
It's when the set of lights which I told you to walk through.
Oh, yeah.
There's a big war memorial?
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I just wanted to have a basic discussion. Remember, our motto is still the same all these years. We make it easy. We make it easy for you to come to Krishna consciousness. We make it easy for you to grow naturally and organically in Krishna consciousness. And we make it easy for you to distribute Krishna consciousness to others. That is our motto. We make it easy. And indeed, I see that that's happening. Be so thankful and grateful to Lord Chaitanya that your energies can be used in this way. So thankful. Be very grateful. Special opportunity. Why didn't I have such a chance? Why didn't I have such an opportunity? To be very grateful. Even those who have, while they were here, they may have had a bit of a problem due to some attitude, some issues. They've gone away. It's like in the case of Swaha from South Africa. She wrote me a letter saying, putting aside my nature, her nature, the way she is, she said, when I look at the situation now, after being away for some months, I realized those are the best months of my life. Those are the best 3 months of my life. So, that's what we like to hear. We realize not everyone's going to be able to find a place in this situation. We don't require everyone to find a place in this situation. Especially, I'm saying that in terms of the ladies, because generally ladies, they need their own space, and how it is better than I. But not every lady can handle the ecstatic pace we have here. But at least if they say, while I was there, it was the best time of my life. Yeah. Yeah. And those ladies who are able to plug into the situation here, be very grateful. And those who feel that a life of active distribution of Lord Chaitanya's mercy is a bit too much for them, it's not for them, then at least be a supporter. As stated in the second canto of Bhagavatam, those who support the missionary activities get the same credit as those who do the missionary activities. So we want everyone to have full opportunity to use their energies, their talents, their intelligence in Krishna's service. So remember our foundation, Srila Prabhupada's books. Study his books, distribute his books, inspire others to study those books. That's our yajna. Yajnaya sankirtana prayaya janti sunesaha. Lord Chaitanya, he is Krishna himself coming in this dense darkness of Vijaya Kali to show you the easiest method for loving Krishna, for achieving spiritual perfection. The easiest method. Yajnaya sankirtana prayaya janti sunesaha. Those who are intelligent, they'll take it up. In the 12th canon of the Bhagavatam, it's stated, Kalim Sabhajyajyaya. Those who are Aryans, meaning those who are moving ahead in spiritual development, they worship Kali Yuga. Why? Because in Kali Yuga, you can attain perfection very easily simply by chanting Krishna's glories, distributing Krishna's glories. All right.